Hi, I'm John Buse from the University of North Carolina. I was asked to speak at the American Diabetes Association postgraduate course on new drugs in development. And interestingly, there are almost 300 companies involved in developing type 2 diabetes drugs alone, as well as additional companies working on complications and type 1 diabetes and then devices. So the first thing I talked about is the drugs that are coming out any day. So we already have a GLP-1 receptor agonist combined with a basal insulin analog available, so-called iGlar-Lixi, a mixture of glargine and lixisenatide. And soon we'll have liraglutide mixed with insulin degludec available as well. And these agents are exceptionally powerful glucose-lowering agents in the setting of type 2 diabetes. They're associated with lower risks of hypoglycemia and less weight gain than insulin alone. And the question is, in the future, will we be using those agents exclusively instead of basal insulin, or where will they fall in the therapeutic landscape? The other things that I talked about were SGLT2 inhibitors. There's another agent that's under review by the FDA called ertugliflozin. Seems to work quite much like the agents that we have available now. And then another agent that has well-advanced phase 3 trials in type 1 diabetes, sotagliflozin, a so-called SGLT1-SGLT2 dual inhibitor. This has somewhat different properties, and the early results in the setting of type 1 diabetes are quite encouraging. And we could have that agent available as soon as the next couple of years. I also spoke about novel approaches in the GLP-1 receptor agonist space. So there is an agent being developed by a company called Intarsia, which is exenatide in a mini-osmotic pump. And that pump is about the size of a matchstick, and for 6 months, maybe even 12 months, will develop a steady stream of exenatide into the circulation, lowering glucose very effectively and promoting weight loss, just as we expect from GLP-1 receptor agonists, but perhaps a huge boon to patients that are not very good at taking their medications. There are also oral GLP-1 agonists in development as well. So semaglutide is a once-weekly injected product that's being developed by Novo. There is a once-a-day oral formulation of it that seems to be very active, again, promoting glucose lowering and weight loss. That's well along the process of development as well. And lastly, I spoke a bit about some things that are far off on the horizon that we're working on at UNC now. One includes so-called glucose-responsive insulin. It used to be called smart insulin. The idea is an insulin that you inject, over time, it releases insulin when the glucose level is high, doesn't release insulin when the glucose level is low. This has worked pretty well in mice, and we're about to start pig studies. The investigator that I work with is Dr. Zhen Gu at North Carolina State University and UNC in biomedical engineering, and he's supported by an American Diabetes Association pathway grant, as well as funds from the JDRF. There's also a new class of medications, so-called glucokinase activators, or GK activators, that have a checkered past. The previous ones seem to, their development was halted because of problems in some cases with hypoglycemia, in some cases with hypertriglyceridemia, in other cases because they didn't seem to work much after the first 6 months. But this newer agent being developed by a company called VTV in High Point, North Carolina, seems to have missed those barriers. Specifically, we're working on studies in the near future, hopefully in type 1 diabetes with that agent. And they hope to develop it as well in type 2 diabetes. So there's a crazy amount of activity in the drug development space in type 2 diabetes, but lots going on in type 1 diabetes, and arguably in devices there's more as well.